sure do appreciate Brother Larry recognizing my youth. But the problem is I'm as old as dirt. So I don't have a message from Psalms with me today, brother. But I've sure enjoyed the services thus far. We're thankful to be a member, and my wife and I both members of Home Baptist Church. It's been a blessing to us. And you all have been a blessing to us. And you've made us feel welcome from the time we became members, but even way back before then. And so if this old fellow can invite your attention to the book of Isaiah in chapter 1, I want to draw your attention over there and speak a few words this morning on something that ought to be precious to each of us today. I know it's precious to me, and that's God's Word. As you turn there this morning, one of the things that I'm thankful for God's Word for is, regardless of the circumstances that we face in life, God's always got an answer. An answer when the burdens are heavy, and to help us and get us back up on our feet and keep us going. And therefore, it's a blessing to be able to look into God's Word and find help in time of need. I enjoyed the devotional this morning, a Sunday school lesson, and noticed how they really stressed to us the importance of what we're going to try to say this morning. In Isaiah chapter 1 and verse 18, "Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." Now, let me take you back to another place. Let's go back over in the New Testament now to 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and just two verses there. 2 Timothy chapter number 3, and verses 16 and 17. "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, truly furnished unto all good works." I remember when I look into the Bible years ago, when the man that led me to Jesus Christ would make this statement, and no doubt over the years in conferences here at Home Baptist Church and elsewhere, he would always say, "If it's Bible, it's Baptist. And if it's Baptist, it's Bible." And there's truth in that. And that's precious. Somebody say, "Well, what do you Baptists believe?" We ought to be able to find out what we believe in the Word of God. So Isaiah writes over in the book of Isaiah, "The mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." It was actually given to him by God. So this, the expression I've heard and used myself several times over the years, is this, beloved, is a God-breathed book. And so Isaiah penned the words, but they were breathed to him by the Holy Spirit. It was divine inspiration. And so it's a God-breathed book, if you will. All of the Bible was inspired by God, and therefore Isaiah wrote, spoken by the mouth of the Lord. And so as we believe some things as Baptists, what we believe about the Lord's church, what we believe about serving the Lord, what we believe about having eternal life by the grace of God, are shown to us and taught to us in the Word of God. So many people in the world today that you and I live in disrespect the Bible, don't have the respect that perhaps we have for it. And Jesus, our Savior and Lord, treated it with great respect. He mentioned it many times during his earthly ministry when he was here the first time. And he drew our attention to what the Bible had to say. And so it's important to know that Jesus had great respect for the Bible. And I would hope and urge today those that you and I talk to about being saved or about serving the Lord or about what the Bible has to say, that we would encourage them to grasp what God's Word has to say and cling to it. Now, as we look in the Bible, we find some things that Christ was the very Son of God, and he knew that the Bible was reliable, that it could be depended upon. I've learned in my life over the years dealing with people or working as I had to, that God taught us some things. Many times you might have some respect for a person or an individual and maybe have some confidence in somebody. But I tell you what, sometimes people let you down, but God and his word never let you down. That's what makes it precious. That's what makes it wonderful. Today, when you may carry burdens on your mind or on your heart today, we can, as the Bible said, cast all our care upon him because he cares for us. So it's comforting to know this. We don't have to guess at what we believe and why we believe it. Beloved, we believe it because God's word says it, and that settles it. And that's comforting to me today. And so when we have prayer requests read to us before the service or in the services, let me say it that way, it's comforting to know that we can call upon the Lord in the behalf of people that we love because of the grace of God that need our prayers, you see. So in one of the things that we see, we can't go wrong by imitating the example of the Lord Jesus Christ who said the scripture cannot be broken. It holds true. It's not going to let you down. God's word is always sure and steadfast. And that's important. So today, since Jesus, the divine Son of God, quoted the Bible and used it in his teaching, how much more should we follow his example? How much more confidence and faith can we have, not only in him, but in the Word of God, and feel sure about these things, and not guess at them, but be assured of that whatever God promised us, it'll come to pass. I look today, and I've seen the politicians on the newscasts, and I've heard the burdens and trials of our problems in the country today and everything else, and how they encourage us to support them and everything. But I tell you what, the greatest assurance you and I have today is to trust in the Lord and in his word. And we can be strengthened by that. We don't have to be hurt by it, if you will. Back here in Isaiah chapter 1, if you will, let me read a verse again, if I may. And draw your attention to it in Isaiah 1 and in verse 20. Listen to what he says here. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. Now listen to what he said. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. It's comforting to know that today. I may be repeating myself and you may say, I've heard that before. Well, that's good. It needs to be reinforced. We need to believe that. And God's assuring us these things. The apostles on high had high regard for the Bible. And they treated the ancient scriptures of the Old Testament as their supreme authority. They supported their statements with passages from the scriptures. Why do you believe what you do? It ought to be because it's taught to us in the Bible. Isn't that so? We believe what we do because God's Word has taught that to us, and the Spirit of God has put that into our hearts, if you will. And so no disciple of the Lord Jesus ever questioned the authority of God's Word or the words of Moses and the prophets or of the Psalms. They believed it because the Savior said these words to them. The New Testament writers believed the Old Testament and trusted it as God's Word without any question whatsoever. They didn't bring doubt and fear in someone's mind. They said, the Word of God says this. This is what God said. And when you and I look for strength in times of need, when a loved one is ill or we face a trial or face a burden or surgery, if you will, we can see the promises of God in His Word, and we can be encouraged and comforted by them. And we can be strengthened by it, if you will. So you and I, today, we belong to a church that will continue to do so. I've known this church way back. And whatever others may say about it, it's still standing for the truth today as it has from the moment I first knew about Home Baptist Church. When I surrendered to preach and I came up here with my pastor years ago for the first time, y'all are still standing for the Word of God today as you did back then. And that's a compliment about a church. And thank God for this church. That's why I believe the Lord led Nancy and I here after I resigned from pastoring the church that I did all those years. And so the Word of God is there to help us. When people have burdens and trials, we can find answers to their problems by looking in the Word of God. God gives us this help. And God strengthens us and encourages us. And we believe that each word in the King James Bible was given by God. It's a God-breathed book. And so the reason for this is in Isaiah 1:20, again, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. You look in the Bible, and the Bible tells us that God cannot lie. I believe that, don't you? And so when God tells you something, it's so. We don't have to speculate or guess. It's so. Now, I want to share with you two or three points, if time will permit, and with me, if you will. First of all, I want us to see this is the authority for what we believe and what we preach and teach. We preach because the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. I've said it about three or four times, but it's true. You see, it would be as important to speak of what Isaiah said if Isaiah only, it would not be as important, I should say, for us to speak on what Isaiah said if Isaiah only gave us what we thought or what he thought. But he gave us what God said, what the Spirit of God inspired him to write. Neither should we spend, if you will, hours studying the New Testament writings of the Apostle Paul if the writings in the New Testament are only his thoughts and ideas. If we looked in 1 Corinthians today and throughout the books that he wrote in the New Testament about church truth, the reason we believe these things is because the Spirit of God gave him those things to write. And so we believe that, if you will. So it's because the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. And when a preacher comes to you saying, thus saith the Lord, remember, my friend, if we did not have this message from the Bible, we would have no basis for preaching it. I could think again as I stand before you this morning, and there's another place in the Bible that said, preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. He said, reprove, rebuke, and exhort with all longsuffering in doctrine. For the time, he said, will come when men won't endure sound doctrine, but shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. But somebody said, I don't know what to preach. You got a book full right here. And there's much to be said for the quality of God's precious word. Many a preacher who never feared the face of man and said that when he stood up to preach, he could feel his knees knock. And no matter how many years you're preaching, they still do. You don't get over it. It's an awesome thing. And yet it's an important thing. And even, brethren, when you stand here and you give your Sunday school lessons or your devotionals, it's precious. Because what you're bringing to us as we sit down there and listen to what you're saying, it's based upon what the Word of God has to say. And that's important. If you don't get anything else, and I'll be through in a few minutes perhaps, but may anything you stand for or anything that helps you, may that continue to strengthen you till the day the Lord calls us home to be with Him forever. May God help us to see that. Woe to us, though, if we speak the word of the Lord with less than our whole heart and soul and strength. We need that today. If the Bible were our own word, we might be tempted to use more human oratory in our preaching. But it isn't. That is, what does the Lord have for us? What does the Lord want us to have? What does the Lord have to say about that situation in your life? What does God say about it, you see? But if it is God's word we preach, we can't afford, if you will, to think of our speech or speaking and learning. My friend, it's what does God say about a situation? The Bible said when you're burdened and have trials in your mind and on your heart, casting all your care upon Him because He careth for you. The world don't want to hear about your trouble today. Mark it down. Believe it. It's the truth. But God said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Isn't that true? We have that today. Thanks be unto God then, which giveth us the victory through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We must speak. Let me take you back to 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 7, please. 1 Corinthians 1 and verse 17, I should say. We must speak not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Listen to what he said. And notice this with me. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. Now listen. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So we have a message. We have what the world needs today. May God help us to deliver that word as this church has done through the years. As it has, may it continue to do so. And so as we see it, we believe that each word of the King James Bible was given to us by God. And it's a God-breathed book, if you will. God tells us in Jeremiah 23 and verse 28, He tells us that he that hath my word, let him speak my word faithfully. When we have the word of God, let us speak it faithfully. Let us stand by it. Let us hold fast and cling to it. Therefore, we must not add to the words of this book. We must stand with it. We must just declare it for what it is. And again, we speak God's truth with courage and full assurance. You believe that today? I trust that you do. I pray that you do. And so as we see this, secondly, this morning, in the book of Isaiah, again, in the mouth of the Lord has spoken it in chapter 1 and verse 20. This makes the Bible alarming to many. Many people today fear what you believe. They want to poke fun at it, but many of them want to poke fun of it because your faith in Jesus Christ and in trust in God's word frightens them because you believe what God said. You stand by it, and that's important, if you will. Should I just say, well, that's good for today, but tomorrow I'll believe something else? No, let us stand fast. Let us cling to what God has to say. You know, when you have a burden on your heart today, what do? You pray. you ask for help, or if one of your loved ones is ill and they're ailing, you pray. I want to thank you all for praying for my wife and I and for our daughter, and it's encouraging to others as well when you carry everybody before the Lord in the prayer list. And that's important. And so we call on the Lord, but we do so because the Word of God encourages us to do so. The Bible tells us these things. And God urges us to do this. So, my friend, when we see these things, you can depend on it. And look over at Matthew 25 and verse 46 with me quickly, please. Matthew 25 and verse 46. We can depend on it when Jesus spoke these words, and it'll happen exactly as he said. And for those that go out into eternity without the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior, and have no Savior and have never trusted Christ as their Savior, these shall go away, he said, into everlasting punishment. But the righteous, those who have repented and believed in their heart in the Lord Jesus Christ, shall go to life eternal. And God's not going to change his mind. That's what he's promised to us forever, if you will. And so, God's word is not going to frighten you with things that aren't real. God has always carried out what his word has to say to us. And you can depend on that, and he'll continue to do so. Because when we look in the word of God, he says, "For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it." And God keeps every promise and everything he's ever promised to us. How can you believe the Bible since it condemns you? How you believe it and what it says? How will you find the way to go to heaven one day instead of to a devil's hell? The mouth of the Lord tells you to escape judgment by repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, the Bible said, and thou shalt be saved in thy house. We need to do so, and we need to tell others to do so. So the Bible, my friend, today, as I look into it, it tells of some truths. It's all truth. But it tells us it flows with the milk of mercy and the honey of grace. Grace is God's unmerited favor. And the Bible said we are saved by grace. And so if people reject the Bible, if they trample on its promises, and even if you were to burn it in anger, the Bible will still remain unchanged and unchangeable. Because the Bible said, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven," doesn't it? And so we can be assured by it. We can be comforted by it. And that's why you and I and every living soul shall treat the Bible and should treat the Bible with great respect. God wants us to teach it, wants we preachers to preach it. And so the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. Let me ask you a question this morning. How do you feel about the Bible? Now listen to me. I am not talking about some other book that some man wrote. I'm talking about the King James edition of the Bible. I'm talking about God's Word. I'm not talking about my speculations or your speculations that we may speculate on or something of that nature. I'm talking about what God has to say. And so as we see this, thirdly, this morning, the Bible is the foundation of our faith. Jesus is. You see, the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it, the Bible said. So we can be assured, we can be comforted by what God says to us. We don't have to speculate. I'm not here to guess about something. If I looked in my Bible and it said one place in the Bible, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved," I believe that, don't you? You only had to say something once. Brother Gordon preaches that truth. He preaches the truth. He says something and he stands by it. He supports it. He feeds us from the Word of God. That's how important this book is. And so, my friend, we might say, "I feel so weak. I can't." I've heard people say, "I can't pray like I ought to." God knows your heart. Talk to him. That's what we're encouraged to do. Call on him. Ask him for help in time of need. Pray for that loved one that's sick. Pray for that loved one that's lost. I can remember years ago, I went to my pastor, Brother Clark, and I was burdened for my dad. My dad was lost. My dad at that time was an alcoholic. But you know what? Before my dad went out into eternity, God had saved him. And that's important. He's home with the Lord today. And one day, you and I, saved by the grace of God, we're going to go home to be with the Lord. And we'll see our loved ones up there in glory. But I believe the greatest sight we're ever going to see is when we see the Lord Jesus Christ. And see Him and praise Him, you see. Let me take you over to Romans chapter 5 and verse 6 with me, if you will. Romans 5 and verse number 6. Listen to what the Bible said. I remember talking to my dad about this. And he said in verse 6, "For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. He died that we might have life and have it more abundantly. He went to Calvary and shed His precious blood that you and I could be saved," if you will. You see, and so, my friend, today, do we have that promise? Do you today have that promise that God has made to us? I can see in some people today that quote the Bible and said, God has said that the Lord will never leave us nor forsake us. But I've heard people say, I'm in great trouble. All things are going on in my life that I can't seem to contradict that promise. Believe what God said. Trust Him. I tell you what, I've had people promise me a lot of things in this life and in this world, and then turn around and break their promises. But I'm here to tell you today, my friend, every promise that God makes to us in the Bible, He keeps every single one. He doesn't let us down in any one of them. Now, I may be bouncing back and forth, and I ask that you bear with me. I'm almost done. But I tell you what, God keeps every promise to us. He never let you down. He'll never let you down. So the mouth of the Lord, the Bible said, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. He'll keep His promise. You can bank on it, friend. You can count on it. And if you're depressed today almost to the point of despair, be resolved to hang on to the Word of God. Be resolved to hang on to the God of the Word and His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, because He'll never disappoint you. Everything they say is yea and amen. You'll never, never see that broken. That promise is true to us. So the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Let me say this to us before we close. If Jesus tarries, one day we surely will die. The sweat of death will glisten on our foreheads, and we may not be able to speak. But then again, He could come back this very day, couldn't He? He'll come back to the earth and call us up to meet Him in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. He'll say, "Come up hither," and we're going up. You say, "Gravity will prevent me from going up." I'll tell you what, it's, pardon my English, I'll just say it bluntly, it ain't gonna fail me. I'm going up. You're going up if you're saved by the grace of God. You will go up if you haven't yet been saved by repenting and believing in your heart in the Lord Jesus Christ. How do I know that? Because this book says it. And He'll call you up to meet Him in the air. And we'll be with Him. You have that promise today? If not, trust in Him today. Cling to the Word of God. If you're lost this morning, my friend, be washed clean from sin by His blood, by repentance toward God and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And my friend, He'll save you, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. He's not going to fail you. He's promised He'll never leave us nor forsake us. And He'll keep His word, every bit of it. And so, this makes the Bible the foundation of our faith. You say, I don't believe that. Well, that's then the difference between you and me, because I do. It's true today, isn't it? You that are saved, you know God will keep his promises to you. Do you believe that God will keep his promise to you? Amen. You ought to. He's not going to fail you. He's given you a blessing untold. One of the greatest blessings you can ever have is to see a loved one who's been lost, saved by the grace of God, and encouraged to see that happen and be blessed by it because of God's promise to you. Bring them to church. Encourage them to come with you. Call them. Sometimes you say, well, I don't know if they're ever going to come. I've called them so many times they get tired of hearing me say it. I know I call them too. But I still call them again. I want to see them come to church with me. And sometimes they surprise you. They'll come with you. And you never know what can happen. The Spirit of God will get a hold of them and bring them to know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. And we can be comforted by that. We can be encouraged by it. Because God keeps his word. And this Bible is his word. Now listen to me. I have heard a lot of politicians this week make all kinds of statements. I've heard them say some things about we industrial folks here in Michigan. I've heard them they say that if these people here in Michigan, if we'll just do something, then they're going to do that. But they still haven't done it yet. You say, well, they're going to do it in a month. I'll believe it when I see it. But that book makes me some promises. And God's going to keep every one to hear my promise. Every one. He's not going to fail you. He's not going to disappoint you. He tells you today, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. That's in that book. And he keeps his word. That's so precious to me. I've had people say, I had a fellow tell me one time when I was working years ago for this guy, he said, if you'll do this, I'm going to promote you. First thing I knew, that guy retired and he had a replacement. But a replacement promoted me a year later or something. But God makes a promise to you and he keeps it. That's what's so important. I know I've said that many times this morning, but I've seen people make promises. I've heard the politicians promise these people in Washington about help for the automobile industry. I'll believe it when I see it. But I can count on what God said. I can count on what Jesus said. I can count on what that precious book says. It'll never disappoint you. Brother Lee said a verse.